This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly production which gets us around, we wrap ourselves around, if you will, the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine and the People List as well. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Basically, he's in charge of the talk medium. That's it. Pretty much the bottom line is he's in charge. He's put in a place of responsibility that no one else has, nor could they take it. And so he's here to run with it for the next hour. You find out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. We'll go through the story list first and the people list as well. Michael, would you like to start with, you know, we always do the story list first. Is that more important than the people list? How do we judge these lists in terms of importance or impact?
Oh, I don't know. That's interesting. I don't think there's any empirical truth about any of this. I think it's all kind of sloshy, and it gives you kind of a thumbnail overview of what's going on. So I'd say they're both important, or maybe they're not that important, because as we're speaking, the world is changing, and the most you can do is have a rear-view window of even what's happening at present, because things change so fast. So if you want to start with the people, we can do that. Let's start with the people, just to shake it up
just
a little.
Shake it up a little, yeah.
But I don't think there'll be any psychological damage or consequence to those listening to this one way or the other. Yeah. At number 10, we have Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, or whatever, and Jamal Khashoggi. At number 9, Mark Zuckerberg.
The relationship between the two is that he killed him.
Right. You see, this is maybe why better the story first.
Yeah, maybe.
Know what I mean? Because it's this is like the afterthought of who the people who were involved in the tale.
But we can tell the story with, you know, they're tied together, certainly. That's for sure.
And at some deep level in the universe, we're all connected. Yes, Amber Geiger and Botham Jean and Tammy Kemp are at number 8. At number 7, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. At number 6, Xi Jinping. At number 5, Vladimir Zelensky. At number 4, Nancy Pelosi. At number 3, William Barr and Rudy Giuliani. At number 2, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. At number 1, Donald Trump. Now, here are the stories.
Rudy!
This is like Jeopardy. We're doing
I'm trying to figure out who's getting impeached here, Trump or Rudy.
Rudy? Rudy is now the world's mayor. He used to be.
He's
like the mayor of the world.
Yeah.
What an interesting career path that fellow has taken, huh?
Yeah, a lot of money after he was a politician, man.
Wow. I remember when he was a district attorney on the way up and kind of an interesting character in his youth.
Not very good. He wasn't a very good mayor either, but he certainly has parlayed it because of September 11th. That's really what it gave him his boost.
I'll tell you something. The combination of Rudy Giuliani. Remember, I'm a partial New Yorker. I've lived in New York during
I grew up
in New York. So New York is one of my homes.
Yeah.
And I have to say, although in principle I'm not thrilled with Rudy Giuliani's politics nature and the way he is, his whole persona. He really was the right guy at the right time in New York City.
Kind of, yeah.
You know, he and Bloomberg did a heck of a job. I hate to say cleaning up the city, but it was a mess.
It was
when he
a mess.
Came. You couldn't go down the street without being
But it wasn't
harassed.
Giuliani. It was Bill Barrett, the police commissioner.
But the police commissioner answered to Rudy.
I know.
Rudy was tough. He was very tough. Whatever. It's all ancient history now. Although they have their own issues there with De Blasio being the mayor, quite a far cry from Giuliani Bloomberg. And then Bloomberg. Yeah. Okay, let's go into the top stories. We have the anniversary of the Khashoggi murder happened this week at number 10. At number 9, the mainstays, immigration reform and gun control. At number 8, climate change and health care, also a couple of mainstays, sort of at the bottom of the chart because there wasn't a lot of oxygen for a lot of topics. The number one topic and the number two topic just dominated. At number 7, Facebook in the news, a lot of different stories about Facebook. Number 6, important story, the Geiger verdict and race relations. That's a tragic story on so many levels. It really is horrific. At number 5, the 2020 presidential race. That's a tragic. At number 4, economic jitters in the stock market. Number 3, the North Korean missile test. They lobbed another missile into the air and it landed off the coast of Japan in the water. And number 2, we have the 70th anniversary of the Chinese communists taking over China. 70 years.
Mao Zedong.
Yeah, however you spell or pronounce his name, that's changed over the year. Mao Zedong. And Hong Kong demonstrations this week turned a little more violent, unfortunately. And then at number 1, you can have 10 topics under this umbrella alone, the Ukraine controversy tied with the impeachment inquiry. And that's a snapshot of what we've been talking about in America on talk radio this past week.
News Talk Radio is our focus here. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists every week printed at Talkers.com, where Talkers Magazine is. Lots of other fascinating things regarding this format, personalities, et cetera, et cetera. You can follow it and spend a good deal of time educating yourself as to not only what's going on in the business, but what's going on in the world. So there's, I want to talk about, Michael has been a very busy boy the last couple of weeks. We'll talk about some of those things and how they impact some of the things you've heard on News Talk Radio. First, though, I'd like to help you lose some weight. And I didn't mean that for Michael. I'm saying in general. This is all about losing weight. This next 60 seconds is devoted to those of you who are healthy, but yet not as healthy as you'd like to be because you got an extra inch or two or three, or maybe you have an extra 30 pounds you want to get rid of. There are stories at calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You can see the story of a man who lost 103 pounds, but it didn't happen overnight. Because successful weight loss doesn't happen overnight. You can go on crash diets. You can do crazy exercises. You can have an operation. You can do all those things. But does the impact last? That's the question you ask yourself. Is this lasting weight loss, or am I getting into a fad, and will it come back again? Unfortunately, the answer to that most of the time is, yeah, if you're not paying attention, it'll come back again. That's where Calitrin comes in. You don't lose the weight and keep it off without a focus. And the focus that Calitrin has put together, an all-natural concoction of collagen protein, aloe vera, there are all kinds of natural things that help you promote lean, healthy muscle recreating itself on your body. And that happens a little exercise, but you got to push the fat out. And that's what the collagen protein does, the main ingredient of Calitrin. So this company that's been in business, by the way, for about 30 years has been very successful. Once people realize that they got to stick with the program, you get on it, you stay on it, your body starts recharging, remaking collagen, and then after 4 or 5, maybe 6 months, you can take it on your own. So plan to stay with the program and lose the weight, keep it off, be successful, be another success story. Go to Calitrin.com, order now. There's a big sale. Use the DJV code to get free shipping and a big discount. That's the way to do it. Lose the weight. Feel good about yourself the all-natural way with Calitrin. Find it and the deals at Calitrin.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you.
Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke, down by 50%. Skin cancer, down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, that's the focus. Michael's been busy. Last couple of weeks have been full of events that have been covered in Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com. One of them was the annual meeting under the auspices of FAIR, which is an immigration, and I bring this up because immigration is number 9 this week on the countdown. The stories continue. I used to go. I went 4 or 5 years in a row. And I found it didn't really suit the needs of my listeners anymore, even though I believe immigration is still, if not the number one issue, certainly number two. And so you have a lot of hosts. Tell us about what happened at the FAIR event in Washington.
Well, there were about 72 hosts from around the country on a radio row.
Yeah.
And broadcasting from a hotel right down the street from the Capitol on Capitol Hill with lots of ranchers and sheriffs and congressmen and media pundits and, you know, hundreds of guests on these shows. I was brought in as an overviewer and a guest. I did about 30 interviews and talking about immigration reform. Of course, what made this one interesting, it was right in the heart of the announcement of the Democrats' formal inquiry into the impeachment of Donald Trump. The Ukraine story was breaking. So everybody wanted to talk about that. So there was discussion, obviously, about immigration reform because you had all those guests there to talk about immigration reform. But a large percentage of the shows were devoted to talking about the hot topic, which was impeachment. And it turned out to be a really fascinating radio row. I have a ball at that thing because I go from station to station to station and talk about, you know, they all say, let's take a break. Let's take a break from immigration. Let's talk to Michael Harrison about life and media and all that. Plus, I like to talk about immigration. I think it's an important talk radio issue.
But is it getting us anywhere? Trump is being, you know, this was his issue, and he hasn't been successful. Not that he hasn't tried, or maybe he hasn't got the right, who knows. But did that come up as part of the conversation? How, you know, is it a Trump fest, or is it somebody, group of people looking at this objectively to try to figure out what to do?
There are many different points of view among the conservative hosts. Most of the hosts there were conservative. But there are many different levels of support or lack of support for Donald Trump among the conservatives. They're not all in lockstep. You know that, too.
And right now,
more than ever, there are people that are, you know, marginally dissenting from being totally behind Trump. They still would rather have Trump than anybody the Democrats have. So you hear a lot of people saying, you know, I'm going to vote for Trump. I hope he wins. But I wish he would blah, 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 that type of thing.
Well, what it brings up is something that I'd like to talk about when we come back again. The number 5 issue this week on the story list is the presidential race and how the weak field of Democrats is faring against Trump. I have a special interest in farming and agriculture, and Trump is failing miserably in that area. So, but I want to see how we play one against the other from the talk radio point of view. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now again with a focus on News Talk Radio, the number one format on AM radios. No question about that. I don't think anybody ever who knows right from wrong or good from bad or up from down thinks there's anything that even closely challenges the format on AM. And it's becoming very popular and much more prevalent on FM stations as well. The people who, you know, the disservice here, I'm going to just do a little shop talk, Michael, if I may, with your permission and with you. The disservice that's paid to listeners by the federal government letting these wonderful, strong AM signals wither away because of interference. We all know there were powerhouse people. We grew up in an era when the 50,000-watt non-directional stations could be heard all over the country. Now it's all static and crap and you can't get the government to do anything about it, even though it's the government's fault, because they've let so many other things interfere in the atmosphere with the pure AM signals. So it's very disturbing to me.
Well, I think that to use a term that you can understand, that cow left the barn.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't think there's much can be done about that.
However,
I do believe the upside of it is that all in the digital era, and everything is digital. FM has the same issue in terms of people listening online, and talk radio is big on satellite. Talk radio is big in podcasting. It's big on FM. It's big on online. So I think we're beyond that discussion. I think that the democratizing of the media, it's a hard word to say, the democratization of the media is causing programmers to have to start raising the bar about content. It was, you know, when you have this 50,000-watt signal and everybody's listening to it and it's the only one on the dial, it jumps out, you know, and all that, it gives you a sort of an unfair advantage over other good programs. Now everything really is theoretically equal, and you're judged on the content. as Martin Luther King would say, the content of your character.
Yeah.
And the content of your programming is what really makes the day. You can have a teeny little signal in a little place nowhere and have a worldwide audience because of the internet.
Yeah. Right, exactly. All right, now, with that in mind, one of the other things that you and Talkers Magazine sponsored this past week was a, for lack of a better term, town meeting in New York City with a lot of guests, a lot of talk hosts, and it was under the auspices of you at Talkers and Epoch Times.
Yep.
Tell us what that is. Before
we put on a talk media forum on U.S.-China relations. We joined forces with an international newspaper called the Epoch Times. The Epoch Times has been around since 2000. It was started in New York by Chinese Americans who wanted to put out some type of news to counter the propaganda of the communist Chinese that have controlled mainland China for 70 years. So it's an anti-communist, pro-American Chinese newspaper in 30-some-odd languages now around the world.
Really?
Controversial. Some people don't like them for various reasons. I like them for the right reasons. I like them enough to have hooked up with them. They're experts. They're experts on what's going on in China. And China is our enemy. It's a frenemy type of a thing. Mm-hmm. So basically, we pulled together the biggest experts we could in talk radio and from the Epoch Times to do a 90-minute seminar on everything you need to know if you're in the media about the U.S.-China relationship, because it's going to be the big topic for years to come.
Yeah. And so you were, now is this available? People can watch it and hear it at talkers.com?
Go to talkers.com, folks. If you're interested in this, it's the best thing you'll ever see, at least on this subject. In 90 minutes, you'll have a PhD on the subject.
Right. That's talkers.com/Epoch Times, I'm going to guess.
Or you can find just talkers.com, and it's on the homepage.
Right. You see there's actually a picture when you go to talkers.com of the event of the panel. So check it out at talkers.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't not say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 8-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This condition is serious, and we continue to learn of additional deaths.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying that there seems to be no sign that the mysterious illness linked to vaping is fading anytime soon. CDC Dr. Ann Shewkat yesterday held a media call to update reporters on the numbers.
There have been 18 deaths confirmed and reported to CDC from 15 states. and we know that additional deaths are under investigation.
President Trump now calling on China to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter, alleging they've been involved in corrupt deals. But now Chinese officials say they want no part of it, yesterday saying they have little interest in getting involved in a U.S. political controversy. And this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
New information, tried and true information. It's all part of our weekly get-together. The charts for the week of September 30th to October 4th are in the focus here, plus ancillary conversation about other things that are going on in the Newstalk Radio business, courtesy of the expertise and experience that Michael Harrison has from the Talkers Magazine pages. Pages, not literally, because it's all online. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Hello, and welcome to our overview of not only the lists, but things that are going on. You know, the Epoch Times thing, if you don't mind, I want to spend one more minute on that.
Sure.
Again, the radio and television, Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, you can see this at talkers.com. It's only an hour and a half, well worth the educational time if you're into that sort of thing. We all ought to be into the collective ought to be into our relationship with China, because whether you know it or not, and I'm going to get off, this is not why I wanted to go on for another minute, but I'm now thinking about what I do because of my connection to agriculture and the weekly show that we do, The American Family Farmer, which focuses on what is going on in family farming, not big ag, but family farming. And unfortunately, Michael, what's happening is that big ag, which is connected to China in no small way, and I don't know whether that came up. I guess the reason I'm asking or bringing this up is because I wonder whether agriculture came up in this discussion with our relationship with China, because they are buying up farmland in America. They are buying up farm production facilities for various things. They're in the pork business. They're in the meat business. And I wonder if that, the food supply, if that was part of the conversation.
No, it didn't come up, but the tariff war came up as being damaging to farmers. And in terms of things that we consume, the drugs, the fentanyl and opioids are largely coming from China.
Yeah.
And it's part of their plan to poison us.
Well, let there be, whether you're being facetious with that.
I'm not. No. No, we went through all of the different levels of how 21st century warfare, where it's not military warfare, although they did roll out their missiles during their 70th anniversary parade, and there were shots fired in Hong Kong this past week.
Yeah.
But
they
that aside,
a big problem with Hong Kong, by the way.
That aside, the kind of warfare that we're involved with China in the 21st century is warfare that is not military warfare, but rather business and surveillance and control and economic and brainwashing and espionage and surveillance. And it's insidious, and it leads to control.
And we're asleep at the switch, absolutely, completely asleep. And that's why this was a fabulous service doing this. We ought to do more of these things. I wish I could somehow orchestrate this. All the programs I do are not quite in league with that sort of discussion to that length, but I would certainly do something like that. When it came to agriculture and what they're doing, I'd love to know some of the details.
We're going to be doing more issues of this nature.
This is a right. This,
and you'll be involved.
The food purity issue. Not only this week, the Chinese influence, but there's now a big issue. I don't know if you knew this or not. This is just probably outside the top 10 with meat and how it's being labeled. Do you know that the federal government is allowing imported meat from South America to be labeled as such that the people who buy it think it's American beef? And nobody's the wiser. And unless people, you know, some of the old, what do we call them, Vox Populi hosts, I love that kind of radio. If we're going to do that sort of thing, get to the heart of what really is wrong and what you can do to fix it. People don't know anymore. Things like they go to the grocery store and they buy the meat. Well, you don't know where the meat comes from anymore. You don't.
Right, right.
And that kind of stuff is dangerous, I think. It's bad.
There's no question it's dangerous, and this type of consumer information is important. The problem with talk radio is that everybody basically is talking about the hit topics. That's what we celebrate here in this program.
Right.
So the key, one of the keys that I try to do in a secondary level is promote certain topics as being important. I have to admit that I have been involved in promoting the idea that talk show hosts should be aware of China. A year ago, you didn't hear this kind of thing.
No.
Talkers has been largely involved in raising consciousness about the Chinese threat. And it's not one that we have any, agenda other than having talk radio be relevant about what's important.
All right, let me go one step further with that, and then I want to go to number two, which is a focus on China and Hong Kong. I have appeared on a television cable channel called RT America a couple of times, and other talk radio people have been on that over the years. Hartman's been on it, Lionel, Holland Cook. There are a number of people that have shown up on RT America. And when people realize that it's sponsored by the Russian, RT means Russian television. My daughter...
It's owned by the Russians.
It's owned by the Russians.
It's owned by the Russians.
Right, owned by the Russians. So... Last week when I did that hit on farming and the sort of thing that I do there, my daughter said she was horrified that I was on RT. And, it has become a propaganda. It's subtle, but it is kind of, they like to take shots at American government and American traditions, and sort of, I guess, a brainwashing if you're not aware of what you're...
Well, there's a difference between an American medium attacking the government and a Russian medium attacking the U.S. government.
Yes, there is. Yeah, yeah. That's the point.
Yes.
In part. All right, let's talk about number two this week, the story about the, not so much Chinese communism, but what's going on in Hong Kong. I believe, and I wondered if you talked about this at the Epoch Times forum, this is a real problem for the Chinese. They don't know how to deal with it, frankly, obviously, because the riots continue. Normally, they just squash and kill everybody that was in the way, but they can't. They don't dare do that here. So did that come up? Was that part of
it? Oh, it was a major, major part of it.
Was it? What did they say? How did that...
Well, I mean, the people that live in Hong Kong are American friends. They're friends of America. Yes. They wave the American flag. They sing the American national anthem. They want freedom, and their freedom is being eroded because of the complex history and legal situation in terms of the governing of Hong Kong. It's really under the control of the communist Chinese, but they're regulated to giving it a certain amount of freedom, which they're taking away. So the people in Hong Kong are brave, they are unified, and they're not going to stop. And the communist Chinese have their hands full dealing with these insurrections around the world, not to mention in their own country. So they're only gripping their power with even more, you know, vigilance. And, you know, they're desperate. They're very, very dangerous, the communist government.
Oh, yeah. Everything equals danger over there.
Yeah,
and you know what? To couple it with the 70th anniversary, it's only taken them 70 years versus, look at the history of America. We are 250-something years in the making.
Yeah. We're a long way into it. Of course, we're talking about the government is 70, and our government is 200-plus years, but the Chinese... as a nation, have a culture that goes back 5,000 years.
But did the culture end up being, was it their culture that led them to be communistic?
That's a very complicated question. And, you know, that's a very, very complicated question. I'm sure to some degree it does play into it, but not to every degree. I mean, is it the culture's fault that countries sometimes fall under the yoke of a fascist government? Is it the culture of Germany that led to Nazism? Was it the culture of Italy that led to Mussolini's fascism? Was it the culture of Cuba that led to Castro's tyranny?
Yes. I think the answer to all those are yes. In my
right. Well, that's I leave it as a rhetorical question in response to your question.
Okay. All right. Certainly food for thought. When we come back, we'll talk about the continuing focus on impeachment and who's stumbling over what. I think you can couple that with a discussion of the presidential race in general and who's doing what to whom here. In the meantime, I have some information that's very important for those of you who have type 2 diabetes, those of you who may be pre-diabetic, or maybe you're just like me and you like ice cream and cake and a lot of sugar in your diet because you don't have any other vices. The doctor's number one choice for non-prescription blood sugar control is now Curalin. New to the market, fabulously successful because it is all natural. You go to the website, Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net, and see the stories of all the people who are leveling off their blood sugar because they're on to this stable, fabulous, phenomenal dietary supplement called Curalin. Go to Curalin.net. This product addresses the issue, and there can be no negative side effects because there are no drugs involved. 10 all-natural products that have been tested till the cows come home, if you'll pardon the expression, but they've been tested, and approved, and certified to be absolutely the best quality, and it is all-natural. You owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Get the natural support you need to fight the problems that diabetics have and pre-diabetics have and people who like sugar. Let's go to Curalin.net. As a matter of fact, I've arranged $20 to be taken off your first bottle of Curalin to get you started. Use the coupon code DJV. You don't need doctor's approval. You just need to know what's going on in your body and address it with Curolin at Curolin.net. Use the promo code DJV, $20 off the first bottle. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people are finding that finally there's an easy way and a natural way to be in control of your blood sugar. Curolin.net. Buy with confidence using the promo code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Breast cancer will affect 1 in 8 women during their lifetime. And while mammography is key to early detection, there is some confusion about when to start screening and how often.
Big factor that impacts a lot of women is this concept of dense breast tissue. The real way to detect density is by having a mammogram. And if anybody wants to know what is my density and how will that impact my future frequency of screening, we really are now concentrating on getting that information from a mammogram.
Dr. Sandy Pruthi from the Breast Diagnostic Clinic at Mayo Clinic.
And it makes sense that if you have more dense breast tissue, you should be screened more frequently because it, the challenges of interpreting the mammogram.
Different organizations have different thoughts on when to start mammograms and how frequently they should be done. So a conversation with your health care provider could provide some direction. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. All right, so here we go with a wrap on the impeachment inquiry. Number one this week is impeachment and Ukraine, and I think it ties in with the presidential race. I think the Democrats are very weak in their approach. The whole thing is weak on both sides. Don't you think, Michael? What do you get out of all this?
I don't know whether it's weak or not. When I read the polarized press and I listen to each side makes such a strong case for itself that you feel like a pinball bouncing from one to the other. When you watch CNN and MSNBC and read the New York Times and the so-called liberal media, boy, I mean, it looks like Trump is just sinking under the weight of his lies and his deceit and his corruption. And when you follow the story through the Republicans and you follow the conservative media, they make a case that every president has done this and they're out to get him and that they're not going to stop at anything. And there's Trump derangement syndrome. I've never seen anything quite like this. And the truth of the matter is that he might win election more so because of this than not. It's so murky, Doug. If you look at it objectively, I don't know what to really think other than to observe its murkiness and that phenomenon that I just described.
You do a lot of talk radio. Do people ask you who you're voting for? Ever?
Never. They don't dare.
Never ask you. No. Excuse me, they don't dare. Well,
they
I guess that
dare.
Let that be a warning to you. Don't ask Michael Harrison who he's voting for. I think it's better radio, frankly, if you don't know.
Well, my whole basic premise is I try to be as nonpartisan as possible without losing my teeth. In other words, I'm not a wishy-washy.
Right. The MH interview this week, Judith Regan, well-known publisher. That ought to be a good conversation.
It's a good one. One of the best we've ever done.
Right. MHinterview.com. You can find it at talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving along now with our next portion of the Talk Radio Countdown Show being a feature on the thoughts of Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, law professor, legal beagle expert. He's all over what is legal and what isn't, and I like to pick his brain about some of these stories. So if you look at the charts from talkers this week, I guess the impeachment thing, what else can be said legally or otherwise? The reason I ask you is because it looks like all of these guys are up to their Mickey in questionable activity, whether it's Biden, whether it's Obama, or whether, and you can say, well, it's worse with Trump. I don't know how to measure what's worse, frankly.
Well, it is easy to measure. There are, it is certainly disheartening to see the the politicians involved in things, but there are better and worse, and frankly, Biden may have some issues, but the idea of him forcing out a prosecutor to protect his son in the Ukraine is just totally wrong and misleading. This was an action by a lot of leaders, and it had to do with the fact that this particular guy, the prosecutor, was not doing his job. He wasn't prosecuting. I'll tell you, you want some good news about one of these SOBs
yes.
in Congress?
Yes, please.
which didn't get a lot of play, the insider trading laws, which apply to you and me and everybody
else. That was the guy who resigned the Republican.
You got from, it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, keep going.
Harrison
Tell that story.
Collins. Yeah, for years, the insider trading laws didn't apply to congressmen. And you can go back to 2008 when we had the massive financial turnaround. And Congress was worried. First of all, Congress was pre-warned, and some of those congressmen then used that information to make money. And then they were passing laws, and they were using that information to make money. Well, it wasn't really until a 60 Minutes piece uncovered all of this that Congress finally passed a law to limit insider trading.
Only because they were shamed into it, not because it was the right thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. There had been a bill put up by this really honest congressman for years. He couldn't get anyone to do anything.
You know who it was? It was Joel Heffley from Colorado.
Yeah.
He did so many things. He was the most honest guy. I remember having him on my program. I liked the guy a lot. He got run out of Congress because even though he was a Republican, he was the chairman of the Ethics Committee, and he was responsible single-handedly for getting rid of Tom DeLay, one of the crookedest politicians to come, if not out of the state of Texas, to be in our modern times, and he got thrown out by the Republicans because of what he did to get rid of DeLay.
Well,
anyway, go ahead.
This guy Collins, he used his inside information on a pharmaceutical company for his family to avoid about $800,000 in losses. And it was all of this, no, I didn't do anything wrong, and I can't wait for my day in court.
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
Of course, his day in court was, I'm sorry, I did it, and I'm resigning. So
yeah,
he gets
bye-bye.
Some good news.
Right. Number six this week on the countdown is a focus on the verdict with Officer Geiger. This is a real can of worms for any number of reasons. Why anybody would believe. I mean, we weren't there, but it certainly looks like there was a little mischief going on, don't you think?
You know, I don't know. I've watched some of the videos, even the hug between the officer.
That was the best part of it.
And the brother. I mean, it was really seemed very, very genuine. You wonder how it could happen, but you know, everything I saw said it was a tragic mistake. And you know, the instructions to the jury were such that they could have actually found her guilty and let her off with 2 years if they thought it was some crime of passion. The prosecutor wanted 28, and the jury, I thought, came to a pretty reasonable number of years for 10. In Texas, you have to serve at least half of that.
But there seemed to have been a rumor that she may have been involved with this guy.
You know, I don't know. You hear,
I heard that too.
So much stuff out there. I haven't seen anything to really give any meat to that, so I can't comment.
No. All right, 30 seconds. I don't know what we say. The Khashoggi murder, and it was a year ago, and the fact that...
And nothing's been done, and
nothing.
Saudi Arabia hasn't been held responsible.
Nothing.
And shame on us and the UN and everybody else for just letting this go, just give up for the oil.
All right, so I'm going to give you a little listening info. If you're interested, there's a fabulous piece it's all over YouTube, a woman who suggests that the end of the world is coming and we better start eating our babies. If you want to check that out, that's some weekend homework for you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.